Amos is an area that is tied to the Philistines. Now we realize that the Philistines were a type of the Antichrist. And the best type of Antichrist you could find possibly in the Israelite history is Goliath versus David. So there was a certain spirit of the Antichrist as manifest in the spirit of Goliath. Then we find the next one in verse 9, for three transgressions of Tyre and for four. We realize in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, the king of Tyre is a type of Antichrist. There was a real Antichrist, there was a real king of Tyre, but he was also a type of Antichrist. Looking over to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28. Which is why we say that Amos chapter 1 and 2 is not just a book about woes. Just judgment. Behind it is a teaching. But we must see the application first. And the allegory. Ezekiel chapter 28, it says here in verse 12, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in even the garden of God, etc., etc., etc. Now, all these verses apply to Satan himself, the Antichrist, the devil himself. All these are pictures of the devil and his anti-God or anti-Christ nature. Then we have in verse 11, For three transgressions of Edom and for four, I will not turn away its punishment. The Edomites descend from Esau, who was the brother of Jacob. And the Edomites and the Ammonites in chapter 13, chapter 1 verse 13, for three transgressions of the people of Ammon and for four, the Edomites, the Ammonites, and chapter 2 verse 1, the Moabites, are three different tribes that are, in a sense, in a very indirect sense, related to the Israelites, but yet not Israelites. Instead, they have chosen to come against the Israelites at different points of their history. You realize that the Edomites has sought to come against the nation of Israel at different times in the Bible records. And there is Edomites, or sometimes referred to as Mouth Seer. And the Ammonites, if you remember, came against David at one time when the king of Ammon died and his son took over, and they put David's men to shame by cutting off their beard, etc. And David came against them and destroyed them. And then you had the Moabites. The tribe of Moab started from the descendant, the line of Lot, and they came through incest. And remember, the Moabites were the one who caused the Israelites to commit immorality through the plotting of the false prophet Balaam in the book of Numbers. Now these three, last three, grouped themselves together in the time of Jehoshaphat. Which is interesting, because remember the last week we talked about Joel, the three valleys. The valley of Jehoshaphat. And if you notice in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the grouping of the three are together. It's strange when we read all these things in the Bible and see how the actual fulfillment in type, in natural type and in eschatological type. In chapter 20, verse 1, It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Now in verse 10, the others are described. We are in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 10. And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession which you have given us to inherit. Notice the three groupings together, the Ammonites, the Moabites and the Edomites, Mount Seir. These three form a team. They are all tying up together in the spirit of Antichrist, coming against the work of God. Now each one of these are overcome differently. See, as we consider the six manifestations of the spirit of Antichrist, each one in a different way, we notice that the battle between Esau and Jacob was a battle of struggle. It was a battle of birthright. And the battle, and regarding the Moabites, it was attachment. Moabites represent Lot. They come from the line of Lot. And Lot and Abraham were related. It was only when Lot left Abraham that God spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 and began to speak to him of all the promises that he has for him. So we have a certain relationship among each of these groups. But it tells us principles to deal with the spirit of the Antichrist. Principles to deal with the spirit of Antichrist. Now, the rise of the Antichrist will come again. We will see that in the five visions, in the third section afterward. But bear that in mind. But here in chapter 1, it gives certain solutions if you look on the positive side. We look on the negative first and see the six different nations, each one of them pointing to the spirit of Antichrist in the last days. And in regard to the Assyrians, we realize that the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 27, that the anointing will break the yoke, tells you that there are keys to take to settle and to come against each manifestation of the spirit of Antichrist. The six workings of the Antichrist, the last three grouped together. And against the Assyrian type Antichrist, the manifestation, it says the anointing will break his yoke. The anointing will break his yoke. So the anointing is the key. Against the Philistine, Goliath, we realize it was faith. It was David's faith in God. So there is an anointing of the Spirit, there is faith. If you analyze David's confrontation with the Goliath, the Philistine, you notice all the principles of the faith message taught by Kenneth E. Hagin inside. You find that he confessed, he believed, he acted. And he confessed of things he didn't have. He said, I'll cut off your head. He doesn't even have a sword. He only has a sling. There's a lot of areas inside. And you notice that the key battle of David was in his mouth and his confession. In fact, he got the opportunity to fight Goliath because of his mouth. He said it and he said it and he said it and the king heard it. And the king said, do it. Can you do it? He says, no problem. Then when Goliath came against him, Goliath laughed, Goliath mocked and said, am I a dog? You come to me with sticks and all these stones. And Goliath threatened him and David threatened back. Goliath said, I will feed your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. David said, I will feed all the Philistine camp to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Read it carefully, it's in the Bible. We are not making it up, it's in the Bible. The second manifestation of the spirit of Antichrist as espoused in the Philistine manifestation the key to overcome it, we can examine, trace it back in the Bible, it's the spirit of faith. Anointing is the spirit of power, we have the spirit of faith. And then the king of Tyre. The king of Tyre is the spirit of humility. Because Tyre represents the pride. If you read Ezekiel 28, you cannot miss that the key emphasis is the pride. Now all the others have pride, but the essence of it, the beauty that was there, the glories of this world, the glory of the kingdom, all these things, the manifestation of the Antichrist in a different form. And the only force and weapon you could come against him when he manifests as the spirit of Tyre, is it? The spirit of Tyre, then the key is the spirit of humility and meekness. Are there many types of Antichrist? You notice in the book of 1 John, which we will quote again later when we look at the third section, in chapter 2, he says in verse 18, 1 John 2 verse 18, little children, he says, it is the last hour. Notice the emphasis on the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and he says, even now, many Antichrists have come. Many Antichrists have come. Some of them may be people who claim to be Christ, but they're not Christ, but some are directly opposed. Anti, which in Greek means directly opposing. So the first three manifestations, we realize that you could overcome by the spirit of power, the anointing, the spirit of faith, the power of the spoken word, and the spirit of humility and meekness, surprisingly. For the meek shall inherit the earth. Not the proud. The meek shall inherit the earth. Then the other three manifestations of Antichrist, as described here, are all overcome by the same spirit of Jehoshaphat, which is the spirit of praise and worship. So we have in chapter 1 a key to face the Antichrist. If we are equipped, we can face any manifestation. Let the devil run loose, let his demons run loose, no problem. As you tap on the anointing of God, you tap on the word of God, you tap upon the spirit of meekness and humility, you tap upon the spirit of praise and worship, you're already let him come. Because he is Antichrist, so let's do our part, we become Christ. We belong to Christ, we become servants of Christ to confront him. And in chapter 2, verse 4 and verse 6, the judgment that he pronounced on Judah and on Israel, he's warning us. See, the first six warnings are telling you opposition from without. But the other two, we divide the six and two, which makes eight, the other two are warnings about opposition within. Sometimes people are defeated because of external factors. Sometimes people are defeated because of internal factors. And the internal can be quite serious. What was wrong internally? In chapter 2, verse 4, for three transgressions of Judah and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept his commandments. Their lies lead them astray, lies after which their fathers walk. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. So we see here that the internal opposition is when people have a form of godliness but don't have God inside. When the law and the commandments of God are removed. After many thousands of years of Jewish history, by the time Jesus Christ came to the scene, the Jews had so much tradition that Jesus told them, you make the word of God of no effect because of your traditions. So in the same way, the thing that will defeat the church of Jesus Christ is when we begin to leave the word of God and build upon our tradition and experience.